Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
To Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me in the studio today is CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Brian Malkowitz.
Yep.
And I used the term studio lightly. This is the last Simpson-colored episode in the closet.
Exactly. yellow skin complexion that I have here.
We have told you guys.
I think I look beautiful, but whatever.
For a long time that we've been building studio space while they're putting the finishing touches on it today.
Yes.
We won't have it next week because you guys are doing Fireteam Chat from Guardian Con.
You'll see it on all the other shows, but we are going to be in Florida at Orlando. We have a panel on July 6th, which is Saturday, so expect the episode a little bit late next week.
Yeah,
we're going to be live from Guardian Con. I believe our panel, what time do I have here? 3:30, that's Eastern time. That is 1:30 Pacific. Mm-hmm. And everybody else, he's got to figure it out, dude. I don't know. That's a lot of times.
Is it Eastern time? Eastern time.
Expect it Saturday evening live.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's weird. Yeah. As we talk about the studios and all this transformation and stuff, a lot of people have been tweeting out, hey, check it out. Now people actually legitimately believe us because there's been stuff of like sledgehammers and the new space and everything. So it's pretty crazy, man.
Sean Finnegan apparently took an archive history lesson.
That was awesome, Sean.
All of his shots in the studio.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That was great.
To see all those memories.
Yeah, IGN really cool studio time capsule.
Yeah.
I was kind of seeing that.
And obviously, you know, we were all a bit of a part of that as well, too, in the Fireteam chat. And you, behind the scenes, Brian, you also
behind the scenes, every Fireteam show.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, check it out. Shot by Finnegan. On today's episode, it's a lighter episode. There's not a ton going on this week, but here's what is going on. The Menagerie Heroic Mode. There was a three-man challenge also that I did not do, but I ran through the heroic mode with Brian right before the show.
Yeah, right before the show. We did the boss flawless and got the flawless boss triumph.
Yeah, we did.
Which is annoying because like the team that I was running with last night, we couldn't do it, and it took us like six tries. And then we're just like, you know what, we gave up. CJ was there. He was listening and he wasn't playing with us. But
it was funny.
I put a call out to the IGN clan, and somebody in the IGN clan, Jay, showed up and joined us.
Somebody IGN clan joined and played.
Solid Guardians. Yeah, right?
Solid job, Guardians. A lot of people have been asking about invites. I sent out all the invites I can, basically. The raid is about as full as I want it to be, so we have a little bit of flexibility with new members as they come in. But, yeah, you can only have 100 slots in a raid clan. Yeah. Sorry.
100 raid. Wow.
Yeah. Let's do it. Here first, folks.
But that's across three platforms. That's Xbox, PS4, and PC.
Yeah, so it's like,
yeah, selfishly, we probably have a few more PC members than Xbox and PS4, but I did send out invites to a lot of people. So,
nice. Yeah, a few people were DMing me and hitting me up. I'll probably send them along to you as well, too. They said they're really long-term players.
Full.
No, I know, but in case you actually go through over the next like week or two and see over time.
Yeah, so I'll check again in like a month, just see if everybody's still playing, you know, because that'll probably be a more downtime in the world of Destiny.
A good time to do that is in Solstice of Heroes when that launches.
Yeah. Yeah, and just see if we end up with any more free space. Right now we are full. Thank you, everybody, who wanted to join. I checked out all your profiles, and it's been really cool having people hop into games like Jay did today and just being active in chat. Shout out to Doot and Jay. And
Doot?
And,
spell
everybody
that.
Else. D-O-O-T.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of like toot. Doot. Anyway, the Menagerie Farm,
Doot.
On this week at Bungie, they called out two things. First of all, we'll talk about the Menagerie Farm. That is going away on July 9th, but I wanted to read what they wrote because I really liked how they handled this.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. When Season of Opulence began, we watched as players quickly discovered a bug in how the Menagerie's final chest granted rewards. Players began to race out of the area and then back to the chest as fast as they could to get as many rewards as possible before sent back to orbit. It felt reminiscent of when players were farming treasure keys from chests on their sparrows leading up to House of Wolves. Consider this an error in your favor. Thanks, Monopoly reference. We haven't rushed to fix it, but when we patch on July 9th, this loophole will officially close, allowing only one opening of the chest per completion. Until then, we invite you to take advantage of this all you like. Grow fat with strength. I like that. They realize that that's not how it's supposed to be, and they're patching it. They're saying we're going to patch it on July 9th, but knock yourself out.
And they're not. Bungie in days past have been like, oh, crap, glitch. Turn off.
Yeah.
You know,
hit it with a hammer.
Yeah. And they're taking their sweet time with this one. And they even encourage in that, you know, to say, hey, use this as much as your heart content until we patch it on the 9th.
And it's remember the loot cave?
The loot cave. That took them a long time to fix that, though. That was
very early.
I'm thinking of the, I forget what it's called, but it was a medallion thing that you, chest you would farm in the Taken King, where if you took something from Destiny Item Manager, and moved it over to your character, but used it at the same time and effectively duplicate that.
Yeah.
And you could farm the chest for that. Mm-hmm. They turned that off real quick.
Dude, cheese has always been a pretty integral part of Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
And just these types of games in general. It's kind of fun while it lasts and then turn off. But I just like their verbiage and how they're phrasing it. Now, I gotta propose a question to both of you guys. Would you rather that it just stayed on?
At this point, I don't know if it would do harm to keep it on because I mean, like, I'm already at the point where I don't think I need to really run the Menagerie for the rewards anymore. Like, I'm running a Menagerie now for the triumphs, so that way I can finish the chalice and then get the triumphs foreshadow the title.
I gotta pop all my chests, by the way. I haven't since.
At this point, and like, I mean, this might be more for like future proofing the Menagerie for new players, so that way they can't cheese it. But I mean, at this point, it's like, it's not going to really like affect me.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten all the guns, all the armor for every character.
What are the things people want out of the chest, Brian? Ostringer
for sure. probably a God Roll Beloved. I hear that I forget the name of it, but it's the fusion rifle I hear is good if you get a...
Oh, yes. I can't remember the name, but
so I want that Ostringer and I want that Sniper.
I have plenty of each of those with good rolls, so
once they
patch the loop, then I'm fine.
Yeah. I want my Truth, which I'll be getting on Tuesday.
Truth,
kicking that quest off.
Yeah.
CJ?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that looking back into just previous interviews, you know, thinking of Destiny 1, the reason why they have patched these things, like they would say, oh, you know, not working as intended. They don't want people to shoot into the loot cave for, you know, 2 hours. Although, as cool as that was, what are all the other things we did as well? Shooting in the loot cave.
We farmed the wizard, the Omnigul. Yeah,
we farmed Omnigul. That's the one. The House of Wolves farm. Did you guys also do it in Venus? I think when I think of the part when you first deploy in Venus,
did the House of Wolves one?
Yeah,
yeah, you could do the same one because if that week they were on Venus.
Oh, right, because it moved around.
It moved around.
I remember. Yeah, so that's vividly where I remember doing that farm the most in Venus.
It was just easier in the EDZ because I think the zone switching was the fastest there.
Oh, gotcha. I remember specifically on Venus, that part where the Fallen Walker is right before you start the area there. But also, I think I remember farming it on Skywatch a little bit too, that big, huge area where you end up going into the loot cave, actually. So it's funny that Destiny's always had these kind of like iconic cheeses that they end up, you know, usually patching over time. So enjoy it while it lasts. But I mean, I understand why they do it. I think it's fine. I like that they're leaving it at least for a couple weeks and telling us, hey, it's going to be patched this day.
I wonder if sometimes they might they come out with a patch and like, oh, or not a patch, but like a content drop. It's like, hey, we have no cheeses. What are we going to put in here to keep up, you know, our reputation of having to keep the personality of Destiny alive in a certain way? I doubt they do that, but it'd be funny to like behind the scenes, they intentionally put some cheeses in there.
I'm honestly wondering because this one does operate. I mean, they're referencing House of Wolves. Like, it feels like it's the exact same thing. Maybe it is intentional. Just they do it in the first place.
I don't think it's intentional, but it's
a similar situation. And so,
with how casually they're being about patching it out because they're taking until July 9th to patch it out.
Why is the timer that long?
What do you mean?
Are you supposed to be looking for secrets?
I think they might do that for exploration reasons.
There's some levers you can pull and stuff like
Right? Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of secrets in the menagerie that people haven't found yet.
Too busy farming.
They're like not taking the 300 seconds to find what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but there's been cheeses like that. I mean, even the, you know, think about the Crota raid. I remember cheesing that too, getting across the bridge and then, you know, Warlock resonating or jumping onto the map. There's always been some kind of little things that you enjoy the game that way for so long and you come back and you're like, oh, it's not there anymore. So I'm glad that, yeah, they put a timeline on that.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. Shout out to Brian.
Oh.
Backwards. Jay.
Teddy.
And Teddy.
That's right.
And who am I forgetting? Brian, backwards, Jay, Teddy.
Imagine
you.
That's
Teddy. Everybody.
And you.
Yeah.
You're forgetting and me. You.
And Six. Me.
And you.
I definitely got carried through the heroic mode, but it was really, really interesting this season.
You held your weight, though. You held your weight with the Titan Sentinel Shield. That's like super key when the boss is just shooting his giant void bolts at us.
Yeah, I was like, so everything's going to be 770, so I should probably rig Sentinel Shield, right?
Yeah, it's effective because like those void bolts that he can shoot can one-shot you out of a Warlock well.
Oh, geez. Really?
Yeah, so cool. that shield kind of tanks that. Mm-hmm. And so.
Dude, the screen shake on your shield is insane as all the
you're
holding it and it's just
did you have
the environment shaking all over the place.
So you had your super back pretty quickly because you're taking a bombardment of damage.
So I threw on my Ursas, I just popped my shield for you guys. I did a lot of DPS for like the first round, but then it started getting a little hairy by part two.
doing the flawless boss run is not something that like you don't want to DPS. Like damage per second isn't really as much of a deal because you don't have a time. Mm-hmm. You're not timed for the boss. Yeah. So you just take your time and you'll be fine.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what you mean by, because I'm like, but we died. You just mean on the boss encounter, nobody died.
Yeah. On the boss encounter, nobody dies. Like, I think some people are getting that confused. Like, you don't need to do the entire Menagerie heroic flawless to get the triumph.
Just the
final boss.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I really like it. So, slight spoiler warnings, but it's a little, I'll say it now. In case you muted, it's a little bit different than the normal mode. There's a few different things, like the puzzle from Leviathan where you got to run and jump through
the gauntlets in the original version.
I don't remember. I've never done that before.
It is random, so if you haven't done a bunch of Menagerie, the gauntlet is in the normal mode.
I was so confused.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done like 4 or 5 Menagerie runs. I haven't been farming it, right?
Speaking of cheeses, the gauntlet has that cheese.
Where you run backwards?
Okay, another cheese. There's two more cheeses. Yeah. In the gauntlet, if you shoot a grenade launcher through the portal at the end of the run, it just triggers as if a bunch of people went through it.
Oh, right.
So if you probably saw it when we did it.
Yeah, I did.
Like the numbers go... And as if like 100 people just
ran
through.
That was cool.
Yeah,
and you get points for it. Right?
And you get points, so that way, it helps you get the triumph that complete the menagerie with time left on the clock.
That's so good.
And then the other cheese you were talking about is if you run backwards at the last hole that resets your timer.
Yeah,
it takes your timer away, so you can just stay in that room.
That's hilarious.
Cheese galore.
I thought that was just a new thing. I didn't realize. I'm glad you've been farming it.
Yeah.
By the way, Brian's armor set looks fucking dope. Oh no, I got a... Darn it.
Exactly.
It looks really good,
Brian.
You mean
the Warlock stuff?
Yeah, your Warlock
stuff. See, that's the thing. This is actually, I think, honestly, it's my favorite raid set since Destiny 2 launched.
Yeah.
Because like I put it on, and I'm like, I don't need shaders. Like, this looks amazing as it is. Like a good like purple, goldish, orange... look to it, and I'm like, this looks fantastic. So I just put that on, and then I'm like, this is great.
Yeah,
more of
that's
that.
All man.
More.
Yeah.
CJ, what do you think? You were pretty quiet. You watched.
I watched. So but it was really cool because I'm in the same boat as you. I've only done Menagerie a few times, probably like 4 or 5, and I have not yet done the Gauntlet. So that was surprising for me as well. For all the times I've done it, I have not been in the Gauntlet. So, but that's cool. The flames, like each iteration of it, there's just a couple more obstacles.
New challenge.
Yeah, the flames coming through, and then as you're hopping between each section. Just the gauntlet in the original Leviathan was cool looking, but this one, I don't know, there's just something about as you're going through
it's
the lava.
Like, it's kind of like dark and like, we haven't been here in a while and it's just like gone to hell. It's not the same room, I don't think.
No, no.
Is it the same room?
I don't think so. No, it's moody too. Like
it's very moody.
It has this effect where when the lava is, it's like a heat wave thing, so on your visor it looks just... Aesthetically, it's very different. And then as well, when you're jumping through it, there's platforms on each little side, and so you can actually...
You're still getting cool fireworks.
But you're getting cool fireworks as you go along, and there's like little narrow spots to run through. So yeah, it was really neat. It was enough of a difference from original Leviathan Gauntlet that it feels like a nice touch.
Based on that, though, like I hope that this is a step that Bungie is taking, because the game has a problem where old raids become useless. Bungie says, all right, no more powerful rewards from this raid because it's old raid. We don't want to have it. So,
yeah. So it's just like the idea content to just have there.
I like the idea that they take elements from the old raid and then bring it into a new, you know, into a newer season. So
it's also different. Doing
that, so yeah, if they did that, if they even like kept growing the menagerie over time and like, all right, so next month they add in like the dogs into that, but in, you know,
don't do dogs.
I'm just saying, I use that as an example, or the baths or something like that.
Yeah.
And not just that part. I mean, I'm just, you know, taking the boss or the mechanics and putting it in different parts of the game. So that way it's not just dead content. But
and you're right. I mean, that's a little bit what the menagerie is. What's the name of the enemy that you were actually fighting at the end? He kind of has those animations where he just like looks like Kallus. I couldn't actually
look at it.
He's a big Minotaur. Yeah, I don't know his name.
Minotaur. Yeah,
his name. It kind of reminded me of more so of Atheon.
A little bit.
He kind of just stands there and is like, but yeah, he just throws those big weird shields at you.
Yeah, come past. Anyways, I couldn't actually. I did take a screenshot of the boss, but I'm not going to bother looking at it because I wouldn't be able to pronounce it even if I read it. But it's pretty cool, that they have little
bits. I want to try. Let me see the name. you look that up. I'll talk about some of the other stuff that's going on. Lumia is starting next week.
Is it Lumia or Lumina?
Well, now you got me wondering.
Yeah, I see Lumia on your notes here, but I think it's Lumina.
Is that a typo? Lumina.
All right, typo.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Damn, Brian is on
point. I'm just trying to make sure that you don't get like just destroyed in the
comments. Do it anyway. Hasa Pico Beloved.
What is it?
That is the boss.
That's Hasa Pico.
Yeah.
Hasa Pico.
There, of course.
That's how you say it.
Naturally.
It's so easy, CJ.
Beloved by Kallus. That's what we're going to call him.
Beloved by Kallus. I wonder if those Vex are like, because I think there's lore where those are like his Vex tribes. Mm. I wonder if those like Vex are like loyal to him. If like somehow he like reprogrammed.
Careful, Brian.
Maybe.
Touchy subject. That lore game.
I'm not gonna get deep into lore because I'm no Bife, but
yeah. The Lumina quest becomes available to all annual pass owners. We are excited to see Guardians wielding this weapon to support each other in combat. We don't want to spoil too much, but you should expect to start your hunt for this weapon on the EDZ.
So that right there is just
in the EDZ. Aren't you on the EDZ or do you go inside of it? It will be on, right? I've been doing grammar all day.
Very technical.
I'm going to go to the EDZ.
Yeah.
And find it.
So it's going to be a support style weapon. I wonder how that's going to work.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like Thorn. It's like the opposite of Thorn where like it heals.
You shoot your teammates to heal them?
Yeah.
That'd be love bullets?
Love bullets. I used to have that nickname like as a gamer tag from like so long ago.
I was wondering where you were going with that for a second.
Speaking of love bullets, no.
When friendly fire was a thing in the Halo days, I definitely affectionately used what I would call healing grenades. Where you watch your teammate go down the road and you just needed that triple kill so badly. And of course you'd be huffing out 4 or 5 grenades and then ultimately, dude, and you're like, sorry, but I got the triple kill.
Sorry, bro. Nice. Yeah, so that starts next week. Check out the EDZ. And then I already mentioned we're going to be at Guardian Con. We're going to talk about a leak about a weapon.
Supposedly.
So again, if you want to go earmuffs for the rest of the show, basically, this is our last topic for the show because it's a light week. But there are rumors that Bad Juju will be coming back to the game. This is according to Reddit. Apparently, there was a screenshot of a Leviathan in the Ascendant
realm. Yeah, it's a screen. That was in the, I think, the Season of Opulence trailer.
Yeah, it was actually in the
trailer. And then this leak kind of support, or that image kind of supports this leak that, because Season of Opulence has been out for like 3 weeks now, almost 4, and we haven't gone to the Ascendant realm on the Leviathan. So that's assets that we've seen in the Season of Opulence trailer that we haven't encountered yet.
So a while back, they data mined the catalyst for Bad Juju. Yeah.
So I think it's almost basically confirmed that the guns will be in the game at some point, but this leak.
That's what kicked everything off, so the leak. And it's a pulse, right?
Yeah. Bad Juju. It's a good gun. So. I feel like I was just more partial to Red Death overall during the time.
Yeah, this one had its own quip because it's a pulse rifle that reloads itself on enemy kill, but also the kills generate your super faster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I mean, I know that guns give you super for enemy kill now, but Bad Juju, you know, gives you a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be that. Plus, it's going to have a catalyst, so it'll It'll be a kind of a super generating machine.
It could be good in that way. I mean, it's weird as we're talking about it. I mean, a lot of what Destiny is coming up with Shadowkeep is changing pretty dramatically, where all of these things like static, you know, super timers and all the rest of that stuff is going to change pretty dramatically with Int Strength being back in the mix. So I wonder if that's going to be a huge deal for people if you're going to be able to generate your super faster anyways. I guess in PvE,
in PvE, it's pretty big deal. But right now, like, I mean, just from playing that Menagerie, like, we all had our supers so fast.
Exactly. Yep.
Like, I mean, like, honestly, like, I'm not even really feeling that big super generating nerf.
No.
If you work as a team, you still have it pretty
regularly. Exactly. Like, we had, like, three Warlocks.
There were so many orbs on the ground. I'm like, there are enough orbs there.
Exactly. For me to have, like, orbs are just super popping up because not only is, like, you know, I'm dropping my well, I'm generating orbs. Somebody shot their, you know, their shadow shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More orbs. Your shield, more orbs. We're shooting our guns, more orbs.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah, when you have masterwork weapons, those orbs do add up when you're taking a bunch of ads. So, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's one of those guns that, you know, I love the nostalgia, bringing it back in. But, yeah, I don't know if it's going to be as effective as it would have been in Destiny 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hard to say.
So, I think you guys are missing the real story here. There's an Ascendant Realm version of Leviathan. And you talked about reusing raid assets in an interesting way.
Yeah, so I hope that this does that.
Do you think this is a new... what's the name of the encounter on Dreaming City that's every 3 weeks?
Oh, the Ascendant Realm.
Yeah.
The Ascendant Challenge.
The Ascendant Challenge. Is it going to be like a new Ascendant Challenge? Is it going to be a new dungeon-like activity?
Yeah, I think the rumor now is that it's like Zero Hour or the Whisper Mission.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I think that's super cool, and it's really, really interesting that they're doing something like that. I'm actually more excited to go back to the Leviathan and see how they spin it with this sort of modifier with an Ascendant Realm modifier.
I'm all for Bungie just doing more stuff on Leviathan. Leviathan's huge.
It's like, exactly.
It's like almost like moon sized, and it's just this huge thing that
it's where I go to farm my weapon frames.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just this huge thing that they can do so much with it because it's so big that they can put so many activities on it. So I'm all surprised there was no patrol zone for.
That's insane. I think that was the thing about Leviathan at first. If you compared it to other raids, is that, well, not only the fact that it changed week to week, which was very cool, but the underbelly of it was massive. Like, even now, I've done Leviathan maybe like a dozen times or something like that. I still get confused where to go under
there. Oh, yeah, because the underground's
massive. Yeah, it's massive. And then you have the Eater of Worlds kind of in there as well, too, when you go a different way.
Who remembers the door code?
Hold on.
I'm looking at you, Brian.
Oh,
I know you
do. Levers.
One, what is it?
1-5-3-4-2. No.
Oh.
1-3-4-5.
No.
Help us out, internet.
No, it's 1-3.
1-5-3-2-4-6.
1-5.
Is that it?
That sounds
1-5-3-2-4-6. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's 1-5-3-2-4-6.
Check it out
right here.
Oh, okay.
He cracked you.
1-5-3-2-4-6 is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's one of that's one of those things where I haven't done in a while, and I can't remember. It. Is it?
Nailed
there
it, Brian.
You go, Brian.
Good job,
done, man. We didn't do it at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yes.
That is a fun little quiz game.
Nice you done,
do.
Man.
Oh, yeah, like we just do that.
An episode.
Once an episode, do a quiz.
Somebody has to think of a question, and we will quiz each other.
Why don't we put it?
That'd be good.
No, because then if they, we could look it up before the episode, and that's cheating.
Yeah.
We can only do that in a live setting.
I read the comments every week.
They can put it in the comments without the answer.
Yeah,
but we can still look it up.
Don't look it up.
Before the show.
Yeah. Honor system.
Yeah, it's honor system, but I think it takes away how natural the question is you just threw it at.
We could definitely leave some in the questions below in the comments because we can use those.
All right, I'll try and think of a thematic question every week to the topic at hand. Next week it'll be exotic themed.
Well, week one is mine.
Yeah, nice.
Lumina.
Nicely done.
Yeah, that's all we have for this week, you guys. Anything else you want to go over?
I don't think so. I mean, I was trying to think of. I was reading a bunch of comments online, and people seem to be digging the overall. Opulence. What do you feel about it so far? Because we were talking about,
talk about it last week. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, between the last couple seasons, definitely, I would say it's a combination of having a raid, having an activity that's matchmaking six player, a bunch of really great loot. It's just it's all the things of what was in each of the DLC, or at least the seasons. Baked into one, and it's been really good.
It's
so
been
far.
Great, but I will say that not to discredit Opulence, I am excited to have a traditional expansion coming up.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah,
yeah. But I mean,
there's
a lot to do.
There is a lot to
there's
do.
There's a lot to do, and the Opulence is great.
Yeah,
but there's something where I'm just aching for a new.
I do expansion. Feel like we're near the end of everything that Opulence is going to offer, though.
Yeah.
So we now still have it's going to be
Tribute Hall
grinding
and Solstice coming up.
Yeah. So, but that's not part of Opulence. That's part of the just everybody's.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. That's actually just a D2.
That's an important overall distinction that I think a lot of people get sort of muddled up in. And it's
during this season, there's still activities coming, but it's not like, hey, this is opulence.
Yeah. We didn't talk about this last week. Did you guys play Iron Banner?
Oh, yeah.
I really like the new system of doing the bounty.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I think they're tweaking one of the more difficult, like, grenade kills or something like that. Was really tricky for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a team-based quest, right? Like, as a fire team, get grenade kills.
Yeah, so you can run in with your crew. Right,
yeah.
Lord of Wolves is a freaking nightmare in there, though.
I mean, because we're playing on PC. It is one of those things that, I mean, it's pretty rampant right now. But, I mean, it's funny. I looked at the comments last week, and a few people on the console side are like, whatever, like, get good. And
Console side's not encountering the problem.
Exactly, and they're not encountering the problem like the PC players are. Yeah. But it's weird. Like, it's one of those things where the moment it was happening, because I was playing a little bit Iron Banner 2, you just know who that person is. And if there's more than one of them, you just call them out, and you're like, okay, so-and-so's, you know, Lord of Wolves in it up. Just play at a distance. And I will say, at least...
it has range.
Exactly. Yeah. It does have range. But what I like now is I've been finding that there's a lot more snipers in the meta, which I actually really love. I use Bite of the Fox. It's an Iron Banner. I think it's probably second year one. It's amazing. Like, it's my favorite sniper weapon, and I use it now exclusively, honestly, because sniper was not a part of the weapon meta probably all of year one until the last few months. Now I'm walking around a corner and just getting sniped out of the blue, and I'm like, wow, when did that start happening?
Yep, you got to get that God Roll Menagerie sniper CG.
Yeah, that one too. That looks really good. Yeah, for sure. So,
I really, really like that. I like that there's a quest system, and I was playing Iron Banner, and I'm busy trying to level my alts to be 750 right now because I got my Titan to 750. I'm working on – my Hunter's like 744 and my Warlock's in the 30s. So I've been kind of just casually grinding that out. If you watch me stream, you probably know that. But, man, I had a lot of fun doing Iron Banner.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really cool.
It was good.
To see the quest system back.
Yeah.
And you got a cool new armor set you can get for doing the quest.
Yes.
And that's how you unlock the armor pieces. And then, you –
So those armors go into the random loot pool after you do that quest?
After you unlock that quest, after the quest step,
yes.
It goes into the loot pool.
Because Fran was talking about a specific, I guess the meta now on grenade launchers is...
spike grenades.
Spike grenades, yeah. So now, rather than prox grenades, I can't remember the specific Iron Banner grenade.
Swarm of the Raven.
Thank you, Ryan. This guy, good thing we got him. Swarm of the Raven, there's one with a spike grenade drop that's actually really good. And I mean, I've typically been using Play the Game and a couple other things that worked really well. But yeah, it's nice to see these perks kind of get, you know, buffed a little bit and everything, you know, get changed up, because it's fun to play when the meta is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a pretty big shift overall in the past few months, and I'm actually enjoying the different style of PvP gameplay.
Yeah, I just want to talk about how much I liked it really quick.
Yeah.
Not Lord of Wolves, but everything else. Yeah.
Exactly. And Brian, last thing I was going to say, for you, I would say, when you're saying that, you know, opulence may be... you're enjoying it, but there's...
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely enjoying it. I think it's great. I don't want my statement about
this
full expansion to be saying that I don't like it.
But I think
Brian hates Season of Opulence. Got it.
On the record. No, but I think there's something to be said for people who enjoy a lot of PvE content, where typically, like, strikes and those kind of things that tell a little bit of story and offer a new environment, we've been lacking that in the seasonal updates. There's been a lot of replaying the same missions or the same areas. That's why I think Opulence is good, but you're right. There's no new strikes. There's no, like, you know, new Nightfalls or anything
Crucible maps.
No new Crucible maps. And so those are the kind of things that, even for me as well, I definitely really appreciate seeing some of that stuff that's coming out from Shadowkeep. So
that's everything for this episode. Real quick, just so everybody knows, if you are going to Guardicon, say hello. Don't just look at us. Like, come over and say hello. We're approachable. At least CJ is.
I won't be there.
All
right. That's fair.
Whenever I'm at an event and somebody wants to say hi, but they don't, I'm like, either maybe it's just weird.
You just kind of sit there and you're like, did you want to?
It's like, hi.
If I'm standing next to Destin, approach me. I will smile, and then that's your...
Just don't approach them, because then you'll be like Ant-Man in games. Like, oh, do you want a photo? And they're like, no. Like,
no, but definitely hit us up on Twitter if you are there. It is one of those things where I remember going to these events too, and then there's a bunch of people sitting there talking. And, I mean, that's what the event is, getting a chance to hang out with people who, you know, are playing Destiny and, saying hello and, sharing this game space that we've all... enjoyed over the years. So we're in the same position that you are. We obviously enjoy the game and are going to, you know, an event about it for that reason. So yeah, definitely come say hello. And yeah, always appreciate all the people who come to the podcast because it's live. We normally have had audiences. Actually, even
we usually fill the house.
Yeah, even when we've been against Bungie and like there was another activity, there was still like a good 60 or 70 people in one of those events. So it's been good. Come say hi.
Yeah. Well, that's everything. And at Guardian Con, we're going to have some guests on the show. So you'll probably, if you're a fan of this show, you'll definitely want to check out the show at Guardian Con. I think it's going to be cool.
Definitely.
All right. So that's it for this episode of Fireteam Chat. We're going to be at Guardian Con next week. Then we'll be in the new studio space after that. So until then,
Guardians out.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the planet?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.